Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hi, hello, bonjour, hola, konnichiwa, ni hao. This is Anjali Dub and welcome to Life in Progress. Hoping to inspire you with my life and help you become the best version of yourself as we progress together in this thing called life. Hello everyone, welcome back to Life in Progress. Thank you so much for always tuning in and sending me a lot of messages on my birthday last February 13th. So I just got back from my South Africa trip and it has been life changing. So while I was on the trip, I was just talking to myself as usual and trying to analyze all the lessons I've learned through my 33 years of existence. And I'm just so grateful because all of you guys have been part of that beautiful journey that I'm really grateful for. So for today's episode, I'm going to share the 10 lessons I've learned from my adulthood. And I already shared this video on TikTok and the engagement I've gotten was crazy and people really liked it. So I was like, you know what? Let's just share it on my podcast as well. So here we go. Number one, I am responsible for my happiness. I'm not going to blame other people anymore. I'm just going to hold myself like accountable for everything. No more blaming this person did this to me, that person did that to me, blah, blah, blah. Or my ex-boyfriend, he hurt my feelings. And like carrying all this envy, anger, and just trying to put all the blame, you know, on other people. I'm no longer going to do that. And I've never actually done that. But once in a while, you know, I'm just a human being. I say that, oh, if this person was like this, like that, it would have been better, et cetera, et cetera. So I think now at this stage of my life, it's just my responsibility, period. That's it. Number two is my family and friends mean everything to me. And I also texted my mom during my birthday that nothing means anything without her and the whole family. And I don't think I need to give any explanation for this because by now you already guys know that I love, love my family so much. And for friends, I mean, with friends, I have a very, very thick borderline. If you are my friend, or you're just my acquaintance. If you don't know my name, my passport, my nationality, you are not my friend. Or if you don't know where my parents are, how many siblings I have, you are not my friend, period. Because not everyone we meet is a friend, you know? There are just people who just know us. There are people who may know a little bit about us, but at the end of the day, protect your energy, protect the labels that you give to people, protect everything that you give to people, the access to you, everything, protect it with your whole heart. Number three, I have a clear definition of my success. And I am not ashamed to talk about that because my definition of success is absolutely different from a lot of people. My definition of success is freedom, physical, emotional, mental, and financial freedom. That means I don't want a life where I'm asking other people, can I leave? Can you give me money? I want to do this. I want to buy that. No, I want a life where I am free to go wherever and whenever I want to leave. That's my definition of success. And I am living it right now. And no longer looking at the past or the future. No, 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 no. I'm just going to live the present day by day, day by day. And no longer, you know, like overthinking about what's going to happen tomorrow. No, everything is going to be okay. Everything is gonna work out, period. Number four, I want to help people succeed. And that means I want to celebrate people. I want to help them. I want to uplift them, especially my friends and the people I surround myself with. My employees, I want them to be confident, not just at work, but also with their personal lives. I want to make people feel that they can talk about their failures, success with me. That's the kind of person I want to be. I want to let people know that no amount of success is small. Any amount can be celebrated. Up to now, I celebrate every single thing, every single thing, every single day. Sometimes that it annoys me already. Like, I celebrate my birthday for one whole week, sometimes one whole month, because life is about celebrating, not about being miserable, right? We are already dealing with a lot of bad and negative things. And this is one of the ways that we can make our lives a little bit more, you know, enjoyable. And next one is number 5. I'm no longer explaining myself to anyone. In short, I just don't give any flying F about people's opinions, comments. It's hard to be different. It's hard to be unique. And I want to be that person. I want to carve my own path. And that means even nobody is willing to support me, I am going to live my life with myself the way I am. And that means whoever leaves and comes into my life, they cannot harm me. Yes, I will grieve, of course, but I'm never, ever going to lose myself because this is the person I will be going to be with forever. Number 6, I know I will make it through anything. I started my business 13 years ago and I'm still here. And that means no matter what happens, I will be always here. Because life is about showing up, and I show up every single day. Consistency, always. Always discipline over motivation. Because motivation can fade anytime, but discipline? No. I already have my dream body, but I still wake up every single day at 6 in the morning to train at 8 to do boxing. Then I do weightlifting 5 to 6 p.m. every single day when I'm in Madrid, every single day. Number 7 is the more I get to know myself, the more I want to protect myself. I don't know. Lately, I went on a date with someone and I am not going to end up with this man, one thing for sure. But I learned something about myself that I'm so proud of, that I cracked that wisdom by just going out on one date with this man. This is what I always tell people, go out on dates, not to necessarily find a husband, but just to know yourself. Because yes, of course I got hurt because there were things that happened that I did not want to happen, but I got to know myself more. That means I already know next time those are the things that I don't want in a man, right? Or myself as well. If ever my next date would trigger that part inside me, that means I still need to do inner work within myself. Number 8 is I can no longer tolerate people's BS. I already have a lot of BS in my life happening and I cannot add more into it unless this person is really worth it, right? Adulthood is hard for everyone. So I'm not gonna sit down here with my own BS and add more into it, right? Less drama, better life. Number 9 is it's only the best or nothing. I am not aiming for a problem-free life, but I want the best in everything, travel for myself, vacations with my family and my friends, you know, the clothes that I'm going to wear, the lifestyle that I'm going to live, you know, the bags that I want to buy, a piece of watch that I want to buy. It's the best or nothing at all. And I will buy things that I really like, not because to impress someone or show it off, but because I like it. It's the best one for me. And lastly, I always talk about this. My private life is the most valuable thing for me. And I'm never, ever, ever gonna trade it for anything. My private life in Madrid, my private life in my friends and my family is everything to me. So that's all for today's episode. I hope you learned a lot or even a little bit from this, from all the lessons I've shared. And don't forget to give us a 5-star here on Spotify and follow us on our Instagram at Life in Progress PH. That's all, folks. Thank you so much for listening and I'll see you on the next one. Ciao. This was Life in Progress with Angelita. If you have any suggestions on anything, please don't hesitate to message me on Instagram at Angelita. You may also check out my YouTube channel for more stories. Thank you for listening and catch you on the next episode.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.